Begin the current Daf Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Tes. We begin on the top line of the Amud where the Gemara begins discussing the mission of the previous Daf. A mission of the previous Daf spoke about Mintzei Chavtzecha, about the Isra, about reading certain menus or people that are invited to come, although you're allowed to go through that list orally and say, okay, wait a second, what are we going to serve and who's going to come? But to read off a paper of Menaksav, that's going to be awesome. Now we have, the Gemara begins on this point, my time. What is the reason when it says in the Mishnah, Lo Menaksav, that you can't read off the paper? What's wrong with reading a list of the menu, what you're going to serve, or the people that are invited for the meal? So the Gemara gives two pshatim. Rabbi says it's a decree that it's Issa Rabban that you can't do this because we consider you might come to erase from the list of the guests that you're going to see that you didn't prepare enough for everybody. You're going to have regret that you invited more people than you really could afford. And therefore you're going to come to erase from the list of the people that are there so that the attendant shouldn't call out the different names because you don't have enough food to feed them. That's one shot why you're not supposed to have this list to read off of it, because then you might come to erase the names that are on it. Abai gives a different reason. He says, we're concerned that if we allow you to read certain innocuous things that are benign, like reading a menu or people that are invited for the meal, then you might come to read other types of things on Shabbos, which were shtari hadyoytis, these are things that are mekach memcha, these are business types of affairs, that would be an isra. So therefore, we don't allow you to read any non-Shabbos types of readings, which would include even something which is not really usher in its own right, which is a menu of people that are invited, because then you might come to read other types of articles which are a transgression of the what's supposed to be read on Shabbos, which are business types of things which would be an isra of mimsechavtzecha. Now the Gemara is my benet, what is the reason between these two pshatim? Ultimately, it's still the same thing, that you can't read these menus or the people that are invited. So the Gemara says, ik benet dechasav, the difference between these two pshatim would be, if you wrote the list, a koisel on the wall with ink, umidli, and it was written very high up, where you can't reach to erase, and therefore, lamanda mishamim chukli chashinan. According to the one that says that it's a concern, you might come to erase, we're not concerned, because it's way up there, you can't get to it anyways, you're not going to come to erase it. But according to the other one that says, because we're concerned you might come to read other things, so then yes, even if you can't erase, it's very high up, but if you come to read these things, you might come to read other story adjectives, and therefore, even in that case, it would be us to read off the wall in that situation. But another Gemara asks, Ulamanda Am Hashem Yimchik, but so even according to the one that says the reason is because you might come to race, and in this case you're saying you're not going to come to race because it's so high, it should still be also because Nech Hashem Yikra, he should be concerned with the other Mandama's reason, the reasoning of a buyer, that yes, you might come to reach Torah Yaitis, he should have the same concern also. So even according to that Mandama, it should still be also for the other Mandama's reason. Vesu, and moreover, it's still difficult because L'shem Yimchik L'chashina, are you saying that if it's very high up and therefore you can't really reach that, we're not concerned that you're going to come to erase it? However, V'tanya learned in the Braisa, Lo Yikra L'er HaNer. The halach is that one should not read by the light of the candle. And the reason is on Shabbos you shouldn't read by the candlelight, because then you might come to tilt it to be able to get a better look at what you're reading, and then you're going to be Oiva on Havara because you're going to be drawing more oil into the wick as you turn it. V'amar Rabbi says that Isser is a filig gevoy shtei kaimis, even if the candle is two stories high up. And a filig gevoy shtei mardois, even if it's two mardois, which is a certain type of measurement high up. And a filig asar batim zel gabzeli kar, even if it's 10 houses, one on top of the other, and you're on the bottom and the light is on the top, it doesn't make a difference. You're never supposed to read by the light of the candle. And even if you can't reach there to go ahead and be matan to tilt the candle, it's still also because since it wore it low down, it's usser because we're continuing to come to tilt. So therefore, even when it's high up, we do what's called loy plug, and we say there's no difference. We made a gezeira because of a situation, so we're not going to start looking at each situation to say, oh well, here you can't reach, so here we didn't make a decree. No, if it's usser, it's usser. And therefore, in this case also, if the decree was you might come to erase what you're reading, so even if it's very high up, even according to that man, the amma, it should also still be us in such a case. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eliki benayi, rather, the difference between these two reasons would be a different type of case. The kasuva koisel umitzi, where it was written on the wall and it's low down, where you could reach and erase. That is lamanda amishem yimchuk chashina. In that case, the one that says the concern is that you might come to erase, there you are concerned because it's low down, and therefore, according to that mandam, it would be asur. Lamanda amishem yikur loy chashina, but according to the one that says you might come to read other shtari hadyoytis, things which are forbidden to read on Shabbos, for that mandam, we're not concerned. And why is that? Because good b'shtari lemichlof, we're not going to mix up a wall with a document. And therefore, although we're letting you read from a wall and it's low down, that is not a reason to be concerned to say that you might come to read other types of newspapers or documents that you have, because they're very much different reading off a wall. And we're not concerned if we let you read off a wall, it's going to come to that. That would be the difference between these two pshatim. And that the Gemara asks, the same thing it asks, but in reverse. According to the one that says the reason why we don't generally let you read off the menus, is because you might come to read other things which are not proper on Shabbos. So even in such a case, which we said when it's on the wall, where we're not concerned, you're going to come to read other things because no one's confusing a wall with documents. But Lech HaShem Yimchuk, he should be concerned with the other mandama with Rabbi's Pshat, that because then you might come to erase. And here on the wall, you might come to erase. So although there's no Shem Yikra, but there's still a Shem Yimchuk. So David the Gemara says, you're right, both of them agree to each other's pshatim, but there is a place where they argue, and that is in a place where it was carved with a knife into the wood, a tavla v'apinkas, on the board and on a tablet. And that is where it's not so easily erased, because it's carved in. And by the time he's going to go and try to get that name off, he's going to remember, wait a second, it's Shabbos. Therefore, in such a case, we're not concerned you're going to come to erase it. And therefore, according to the one that says the reasoning is because he might come to race, we're not concerned because although he's going to want to get the name off the tablet that his shamish, his attendant, shouldn't call it out, it's going to take a long time because it's carved in. He's going to remember, wait, it's Shabbos, I can't be doing this. But according to the one that says that you might come to read other things, we are concerned because it's not a wall, it's a tablet and a board, and there, if we would let you read it, then we're concerned that you might come to read other things which are forbidden on Shabbos, like Shtarei Yaitis. But then the Gemara asked him, as we asked before, so according to the other mandama that says the reason is because you might come to a race, and in this case we're not concerned because it's going to take a long time, you're going to remember Shabbos, but he should also be concerned with this problem. If we let you read off the tablet and the board, which is carved in, you might come to read other Shtar Hedyaitis. And that the Gemara says, if you're going to say, to respond to this question, that this mandama of Shem Yimchuk holds, that the reason why here there's no concern of Shem Yikra, is because although they both agree to both pshatim, but here tavlo pinkas b'shtari le'michlev, that you're not going to mix up a board and a tablet with a document, just like we would say by a wall, that everyone agrees that if we let you read off a wall, that's not reason to think that you're going to come to read off other documents, because there's an obvious difference between a wall and documents. So too, this mandama holds, although there's always a concern of Shem Yikra, of Shtar Hedyaitis, but here they're very much different, and therefore we're not concerned if we let you read off a tablet and a board that you might come to read off a document. But Vatan, we're learning the Brisa not like that, that there is a concern from a tablet and a board to a document, whereas the wall is the only case that there we wouldn't mix it up. As we learn in the Brisa, Mina Adam, Kama Mebifnim Bekama Bechatz. A person could count how many people he wants to have inside and how many people he wants to have outside. And that is, he's trying to figure out where the seating arrangements should be, who are the more honorable, distinguished guests that I have to keep inside the house, and who is less chashim that I could put outside. Bekama Monis Asid Lahanich Lefnim. You could also count how many portions you're going to have to put out. Wait a second, how many people there are? Okay, we're going to put out 50 of this portion. Now, when could you read this menu or this types of thing with the guest list? Only was written on the wall. But you cannot read it when it was written on the board or a tablet. And that is, as we said before, because a wall and a document, that you're not going to mix up. But obviously, we see from this Brisa that a tablet and a pinkas, a board and a tablet, would get mixed up with a document, and therefore you can't read it. So therefore, how could we respond and explain this case? As the Gemara says, Hechadame, what was this case talking about? If it was written regularly, what we're talking about, a writing of ink, so maishnahocha, what would be the difference, even a wall to the document, in contrast to the tavla and the pinkas, even by the wall it should be us if it was just written on. Obviously, it's talking about that it's engraved, it's carved in. And still we said that if it was written on the wall, only there it's going to be mutter, because that's not going to be confused with a document. But not if it was written on a tablet and a board. And that is, again, as we said, because there would be concern that you might come to Shem Yikra to read by the Shtar Yaitis. And therefore, again, we're back to the question, as we said before, how could we say that this case, what the tavla and the pinkas would be the case when it's carved into it, that would be the difference between the Shem Yimchok or Shem Yikra Mandam, if they both essentially agree to the fundamental principle of both Pshatim. And just we wanted to say the difference would be that this case, according to the Mandama of Shem Yimchok, would not say a Shem Yikra because he's not going to come to confuse them, when the Brisa says explicitly that you would confuse them, even when it's carved in and just by a wall that you would not confuse them. So then the Gemara goes back to the original Pshat we wanted to say. Elo Olam, in truth, the Kasuva Kayas Limitli. We're talking about a case when it was written on the wall and it's very high up. And therefore, since it's very high up, you can't erase it because it's too high. And also, according to the Manda Amar of Shem Yimchuk, he's not concerned with Shem Yikra, although fundamentally he agrees to that Pshad, is because a wall and a document, you're not going to come to mix it up. You're not going to confuse them. But then you had the difficulty why we didn't like this Pshat in the first place. besides the obvious thing of the other mandamim of Pshat, which we resolved, that what's with Rabbah's statement? Rabbah said even if it's very high up, it's going to be also, like it says, by a candle. Even if it's 10 houses high up, there's still a loy plug. We don't differentiate. And we say if it's also even high. That the Gemara says, that's not difficult because the Rabbah Tanoihi. The statement of Rabbah is totally in the Machlokes Tanoim that there are those that are concerned. And they say we don't differentiate regarding Yisuri Shabbos, even if it's Drabbanon, and we keep it straight on one big Yisr. And there are those that they do differentiate, and they say that no, if it's in a situation where you might come to tilt the candle, or in such a situation where you might come to erase, then we're concerned, and then we say that it's Asr. But when it's not, then we say it's Mutter, the Tanya is learning the Braisa. Mayna Adam es Archav es Papareisa Mipiv. A person could count his guests and his delicacies that he's going to serve that day orally. But not in the written form. That is, we always said it's aser. Reb Acha matir mechtav shabbat gabei kaisel. Reb Acha said it's permitted if it was written on the wall. Now, hey, what's this case talking about? If it was written low down, so you should be concerned, even according to Reb Acha, that you might come to erase it. Why does he say that it's mutter? Obviously, that was written and it's very high up. And still, Reb Acha says that it's mutter because it's high up, you're not going to come to erase it. Yet the Tanakhama still says that it's going to be aser. Obviously, what they're arguing about is in the opinion of Rabbah, that the Tanakhama says that it's always going to be us, even if it's high up and you can't erase because loy plug, we don't differentiate. This is our concern, you might erase, even in a situation we can't actually erase because it's so high. But Rabbah said it's mutter, and that's who that mandam was going, like Rabbah, there's no concern that when only when it's applicable that we say that it's us, and when it's not, it's going to be mutter. And the Gemara continues, it says similarly, v'hani tanoi k'hani tanoi, that these tanoim that we just mentioned, that they argue on the principle of Rabbah, there are other tanoim that argue on the same point too. The tanoim like I learned in the Braisa. Ein roin b'mar b'shabbos, a person cannot look in a mirror on Shabbos, and that is because the one that's looking in the mirror, he only needs the mirror to fix the hairs on his hair, on his head and on his beard. And then we're concerned that if he's going to look, he's going to see these stray, straggly hairs that are sticking out, that are not exactly together with the other ones. And he might come to shave them off and cut it off on Shabbos. And that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rimeo matir b'marakavu b'kaisa. Rimeo said it's permitted by a mirror that's knocked into the wall, that it's attached over there. To which the Gemara asks, Maishna hakavu b'kaisa, what is the difference if it's attached to the wall that we say that there it's going to be mutter? Because adahachi b'hachi, because in the meantime, in the time that it takes to go get a razor or scissors to go ahead and cut off this strand here, because he saw, wait a second, this doesn't look great, Mitka is going to remember that it's Shabbos. So then the question is, Shein kavu nami adahachi b'hachi mitka. So therefore, even if it's not attached to the wall, what's the difference? Also there, we should be saying, oh, wait, by the time he goes to get the scissor or the razor, he's going to say, wait a second, it's Shabbos, I can't be doing this. Why over there does Rameh say that it's Aser? That the Gemara says, Hacha b'mar shel matcha saskin. Because here what we're talking about, a mirror made out of metal. That you don't have to bring scissors or a razor, because you can actually use the piece of metal that was jagged to go ahead itself to use to cut off the straggly hair. Because Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barbu, the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barbu, why did we say that it's forbidden to use a metal mirror on Shabbos? Because a person is going to use the mirror itself to cut off their stray, straggly hair that's coming out. And therefore, again, if it's attached to the wall, you're not going to use the mirror itself because you can't. It's attached to the wall. So then by the time it takes to get the scissor or the razor, you're going to remember that Shabbos and then we're not concerned. But if it's not attached, you might come to use the mirror itself and without realizing, you're going to be over on the Isra of Shabbos. However, what we see from this is that the Tanakhama said loyplug. He said there's no difference, even if it's attached or not attached, it's going to be us. That's like Rabbah, even if it's attached. But Rameh was the one that said that it's mutter, and that is he did differentiate because of this gezerah, that only where it's applicable, where it's not attached, then we're concerned you might come to use it to cut off the stray hair. But when it is attached, we're not concerned, and therefore there it's going to be mutter. Again, Tanoim arguing about the same principle of Rabbah that we mentioned before. The Gemara continues, Tanabon Lin the Braisa, regarding this topic that we're discussing about reading something that's written on Shabbos. Ksav ha-mahalach tachas etzur, regarding words that are written under a picture, and that's a caption, v'tachas ha-dyuknois, and the writing that's under an image. That is, people would draw figures on the wall, different types of animals or figurines of people of different depicting different episodes of historical significance, for example, like the Muhammad of David and Goliath, that, and they would write under it that this is that type of an animal or this is this type of a person, this type of figure and figurine. So these types of captions, also the crazy of Shabbos, you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. And the reason is similar to what we mentioned before regarding the menus and the guest list, because then you might come to read Shtori Hedyotis on Shabbos, which is also, so therefore we're concerned once we let people go down the slippery slope of reading this non-Shabbos type of material, they might come to read Shtori Hedyotis, which is also because of Mimtzei Chavetz Chaim. However, the Braisa continues and with the Yukna Atzma, however, the image itself, Af Pachay Lasu L'Stakaba, one is not allowed to gaze for a long time at the image itself. Mishum Shanem, because it says, Apostle Gemayikra, Al Tifnu Elililim, do not turn your hearts to the idols. And the Gemara says, my Tamu, where do you see from that Pasuk that you can't stare at these figures of these depicting these images for a long time, even during the weekday? Am Rav Chanan, Al Tifnu El Midatchem, do not turn to those things that come from your own thoughts. In other words, to the things that you think and you depict on your own, your types of own impressions, which is the word Elilim is related to the word Chalalim. And the word Chalal is the thoughts and the emptiness of the person. Those are the things you should not be turning to. So these images that are depicted by mankind, that's not where you should put your focus. Your focus should be in Torah and the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the things of nature. And therefore these things which were engraved and made by mankind, you shouldn't be putting so much focus on that even during the weekday. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah. They said, "Mapas adam in bana v'chulu." A person could cast lots with his sons and daughters and his whole family on Shabbos at the table, and there's no problem. So the Gemara infers, "In bana v'im b'nei beisay in." Yeah, that with his family, then he's allowed to cast lots. "V'im achaloy," but with others, he's not allowed to, from the fact that the town didn't say that you could cast lots alamonis on the portions that there are. So the question is, my time, what is the reason why one is not allowed to do this with other people? Why can't you cast lots? So the Gemara says, "Rav Huda Amar Shmuel, Damar Rav Huda Amar Shmuel, b'nei chabur hamakpidin zel zeh." Regarding people from a certain company, from a group of people that are, they're makpid, they're particular one against the other, that they don't forgive and they don't fragin one the other, that one should have more than what he has. Everyone wants to have exactly, I don't want you to have more than I do. Oivrin, ultimately, these people are going to be oivr on Yom Tov, mishamida, of measuring, which is aser to do on Yom Tov, mishum mishkal of weighing, which is aser, mishum minyan of making a certain count, mishum love and uparin, and of borrowing and of paying back, which as we said in our Mishnah, of halvini, of to lend me, we made a gezer midrabana that you might come to write it down then when you say, oh, lend it to me. These type of people, they're very particular, they might come to be over on all these different things, so they want to make sure it's exact. I don't want you to have more than what I have, than what I have to give you. This is what you're going to be over, be Yom Tov on Yom Tov. And we continue on to Amid Beis, Ukadivri Hill, and then according to the opinion of Hill, that he's concerned that maybe the price of wheat's going to go up when you lend a loaf of bread. And these people that are very particular, Af Mishum Ribis, they're also going to be over even in the Issa of Ribis during the weekday. And that is according to Beis Hill, according to Hill, he says that one cannot lend a loaf of bread. Because what happens is when you're going to pay back, if you use the terminology of halva, of a loan, if the bread was worth a dollar when you borrowed it, and 2 weeks later you give it back, it's worth $1.25, that's interest on the loan of the bread that there was. So these people that are, so generally by regular people, so they're not so particular if it's a dollar more, a quarter more, whatever it is, because you gave me this, I'll give you back the same item, so then it won't be a problem. But according to these people, that they're very particular, I want to make sure it's exactly what I gave you. For them, not only are you going to be over on all these different things on Yom Tov, you're going to be over on this element of during the weekday of being over on Ribbis also. If that's the case, and that's why you can't cast lots if it's with other people, because we're talking about people that are very particular types, they want to make sure that you get exact. See, Hachi, if that's the case, so then Banav B'nei B'nei Se Nami, so even his children, his family also, you should be concerned about Ribbis and all these other things that we're concerned about, because you might come to measure and calculate and do all these things and be Ribbis because, hey, wait a second, look what Shlomi got, look what Menachem got, look what Shira got. I want to make sure it's exactly, you're going to be over on Midah and Mishkan and all these different things. And then the Gemara says, Banav B'nei B'nei Se Haini Tama, the reason that it's not a problem with his family is Kadrebi Yehuda Merav. Then Rebbe Yehuda Merav, Mutu L'Halvus, one is allowed to lend from his own money, Banav B'nei B'nei Se Ribbis, for his family members with interest. We're talking about people that his little children that rely on him and everything is from his money. There is no real ribbis over here because what do you mean interest? It's my money and I'm taking it right back. It's like taking it from my right pocket to my left pocket. The reason why the father would want to do it to make interest is, okay, Menachem, I'm going to give you a dollar, but you got to pay me back $1.50, is g'day la'atima tam ribbis. He wants him to taste how harsh ribbis interest is for everyone involved. And therefore, that's something that's permitted to do. And therefore, we see, because since it's his own money, there's no problem of ribbis. Here also, regarding this measurement and weighing and counting, there's no real kapeda because it's all his. He just wants to make it equal so that people shouldn't be jealous, rachi from Menachem or whatever it is. We don't want to make a big fight. So therefore, he's being exact, but he's not going to come to measure and there's no problem of ribbis because it's all his. And therefore, there's no such a problem. But then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that is, we're talking about it's all his money, and we're talking about people that it's not that people that are not dependent on him. So then, money gedolah k'neged money katana nami. So then, why did our Mishnah say that although you could cast lots and say who gets what, because we're not going to come to measure exactly, because it's all his, so then why did we say that you can't make a larger piece and one a smaller piece to say that we're going to make a real type of a raffle, that someone's going to get the big, huge one and someone's not, and someone's going to get the smaller one, which the Gemara later says that the reason why you're not allowed to generally do that and make a raffle, that someone gets, let's say, for example, the $100 piece and one gets the $10 piece, is because of kuvya, of gambling. And that's usher even during the weekday. Now, but since it's all his, why is it usher? All he wants to do is that they should taste how harsh gambling feels like, where although you think, look what I'm going to get, you end up with the small $10 piece and you feel bad and you feel like you were gypped and you were robbed from. So that's why he's doing it. But there's no real problem of kuvya, there's no gambling because it's all his anyway. So why did we say that he can't go ahead and raffle off one big piece and one small piece? You're right, and the words are missing. This is the way you have to read our Mishnah. Mapis adim in banavim b'nei beis al ha-shulchan. A person could cast lots with his family members on the table. Afila mani gedele k'neged mani gedane. Even if what he's raffling off has a larger piece and a smaller piece. My time. What's the reason that it's muta? We're not concerned about kuvya, about gambling, which is generally aser. Like Yehuda Merav said, that he just wants to give them a taste of what it feels like, but it's not real gambling. There's nothing really happening over here. It's all his. Now the inference is, as we had started off in the Gemara, in Banavim, and they basically in that yes, with his family members he's allowed to do this. In Acherim Lai, with others he's not allowed to do that. My time, what's the reason? Like Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that since these people are particular, you're going to come to be over on Mida, measuring and Mishkal and weighing and Minyan and counting. That's why it's a problem. Now, money gedele k'neged money ketana af b'choyla acherim aser. Now, regarding other people, even during the weekday, they can't go ahead and raffle off, cast lots regarding one being a big piece or one being a small piece. My time, what's the reason for others you're not allowed to do that? The reason is mishum kuvya, because of gambling. And gambling is a concern regarding gzela, as if it's actually robbing that person's money. Because the phrase what's used is asmachta lo kanya, the reliance that a person has that I'm willing to give my money. It's not a true acquisition, because this person really relies on the fact that he's going to win the large piece. He thinks, I'm going to win big. And therefore he says, you know what? Even if I'll win the small part, but the small chance I'm not going to win, I'll give my money and I'll take the small piece. However, if he knew that really that there was such a reality that he might lose, he really wouldn't want. He doesn't really want. He didn't really want to give his money in the first place. So therefore, there's an element of gzeil over here that, look, I lost this $90. I'm getting the $10 piece. This guy's getting a $100 piece. I'm gypped. I was robbed from. Therefore, kuvya, gambling, is usur. And therefore, you can't cast lots with one person getting a big piece, one getting a small piece, but with one family members, that is permitted because no one's getting gypped, no one's getting robbed, it's no one else's money, it's all the father's money, and therefore there's no concern. So the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah that said, Matilin chaloshin al b'chulu, that one, we are allowed to cast lots for the kadshim that are being split by the kahanim, but not on the manis, not on the portions. To which the Gemara asks, my avoloy al manis, what does it mean, but not on the portions? Obviously, when you're splitting kadshim, that's splitting portions of kadshim, so what does it mean, but you can't split the portions? Rabbi Yaakov bereid de bas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, said, what it means to say, but you cannot split the portions of the weekday, meaning from the kachim that was from yesterday on Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov, you can't go ahead and split that on Yom Tov. Because again, it's not a Yom Tov type of a need, and therefore you can't do that on Yom Tov. It's obvious, what do you mean? The kachim of today, that you could split, but the ones from yesterday, why could you do that? And then the Gemara says, well, I would have thought to say that since it says a pasuk in Hosea, your nation are like the Kahanim who quarrel, that we see Kahanim are quarrelers, they're the ones that they fight, they're Bali Meriva, then I would think that even the weekday portions should also be able to be split and allotted on Yom Tov, so that they shouldn't come to fight because these are quarrelers. That's what we tell you, that no, although that they are quarrelers, they're Bali Meriva, doesn't make a difference since it's not a Yom Tov type of a need, it's not a Yom Tov carbon, you're not allowed to split it on Yom Tov. Another statement from the same Amora, V'amar B'Yakov B'Rei De Bas Yaakov, Kol Shechaveru Nenesh Al Yodei. Whoever has that his friend gets punished because of him, as a result of him, Eimachnis Noise B'Mechitzas Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's not allowed in to the private area of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Menolam, from where do we know this? Eileim Mishum Nechsev, if you're going to say from the Pasuk in Malachim Alv that says, V'Yoyma Hashem, Hashem said, Mi Yifates Achav, who is going to seduce, entice Achav, V'yal v'yipol b'ramot gilad, that he'll go up and fall and die in ramot gilad. V'yoyim ezeh b'koy, v'zeh m'b'koy. So this one said like this, this one said like this. Each one said how he's going to seduce and entice him to go to die there. V'yetzeh haruach v'yam l'fnei Hashem. Then the spirit went out and stood in front of Hashem. V'yoyim ani afaten v'gerim. And he says, I'm going to entice him. I'm going to make him go out. Vayomer, and he said, Eitze v'yisi ruach sheker. I'm going to go out, I'm going to be a lying spirit. Befi konaveyav, in the mouth of all his prophets, I'm going to make his prophets say lies. Vayomer tefata, and Hashem says, okay, go ahead and entice him. V'gam tuchel, and you'll be successful. Tze v'aseken, go out and do this. So the Gemara says, v'aminan mai ruach, and we said, what was this spirit? This was the spirit of Novus that was unrightfully killed by Achav, and therefore he was taking revenge by playing a part in getting Achav killed. We might say, what does it mean when Hashem says, go out and do this? It means go out from my inner circle, from my mechitza, because he had already told him to go ahead and do it and it'll be successful. What was this extra word of tseya, go out? He was saying, go out, I don't want you around me. Again, that's proving the same point, that whoever is a cause of someone else's einish, which in this case was Achav, cannot be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechitza, in his partitioned off area. But the Gemara says, how could that be a raya? V'dilma hasam hainu tam. Maybe the other reason was for a different reason, that he can't be in the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chseva says, the pasuk in Tehillim, Deivah shekarim lo yikun. Those who speak falsehood, they will not be established. And that is because he was saying he's going to be a lying spirit, that he was lying, that's why he can't be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechitza. But not because he caused the einish of Achav. Maybe that wouldn't be enough reason not to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Elam HaKadosh, rather, the Gemara brings a different source from the pasuk in Chavakuk. It says, Savato kolon michavit. You were sated with shame rather than honor. Shesei gamato, you also should drink. V'ha'oral, and the uncircumcised begayim, etc. So the Gemara explains, what exactly does this pasuk mean? Savata kolon michavit, that you were sated with disgrace rather than honor. Zeh Nebuchadnezzar, that's a reference to the evil, wicked king Nebuchadnezzar. And that is the pasuk talking about Nebuchadnezzar, that he would impose sodomy, Mishkav Zachar, on the kings that were under his domain. And when it reached the day of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, the king of the Jews, that it was time for him to be sodomized by Nebuchadnezzar, so the arla, the foreskin of Nebuchadnezzar, grew 300 amas. And that was that Savata Kolon, that he was sated with disgrace. Imagine such a situation that he had when he was trying to sodomize Tzidkiyahu. Shesei gam atav arla, and what does the end of that pasuk mean? That you also should drink, and the uncircumcised, zet Tzidkiyahu, that was a reference to Tzidkiyahu, that because he was a cause for the einish of Nebuchadnezzar, that his arla grew 300 amas, since he played a part in that, although in a sense passively, that is why he was punished, and he was considered that you also are a player in this. Again, you can't be in the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you caused an einish to someone else. And I think I'm going to ask two questions. Chada, first of all, the Kulikrob and Nebuchadnezzar. The whole entire pasuk could very rightfully be speaking about Nebuchadnezzar, and how do you know that the end of the pasuk Shesei Gamata is going on Tzidkiyahu HaMelech? And that is, when it says Shesei Gamata, that you also should drink, it means a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, just like you used to drink and intoxicate those other kings to get them in a situation where you then could go ahead and sodomize them. So Shesei Gamata, you also going to drink V'aril, and the Aril, the uncircumcised one, is a degrading reference that you will also be his Aril, his Gani, you'll also be uncircumcised and degraded and disgraced. That was a reference to the punishment of Nebuchadnezzar, but it's not going on Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. V'oidah, moreover, Tzidkiyahu Tzadikah. Tzidkiyahu was a tzaddik, he was a righteous person. What does it mean that he's not going to be in the Mechitzas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My Havalei Lemevedle. What should he have done to Nebuchadnezzar to stop him from trying to sodomize him, that as if he was a role, as if at being a victim was part of it, that because of him, Nebuchadnezzar was punished? What was he supposed to be doing? As the Gemara says, "Damer b'Yehuda Merav b'shosh shabikish oisir rasha lasses loisir tzadik kach v'chulu." That is, at that time, that wicked one, in reference to Nebuchadnezzar, when he wanted to do that, in other words, to sodomize that righteous person, that is, as the Gemara is later going to explain, that idea that his arla grew 300 amas. But the idea is that when he says that phrase, loisir tzadik, that righteous one, obviously he was being coerced and forced, and not that he was a willing participant in the sodomy. So therefore, he was not a rasha, and he should be in the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that Nebuchadnezzar got punished had nothing to do with him, at least in any willful way. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the source for this. Elam HaKha, rather, it's from a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Gam onish letzadik loitav, that also punishment for a righteous is not good. And that is, a righteous that causes punishment is not good. Now, ein loitav ela ra, when it says it's not good, that means that it's bad. So if a tzadik causes punishment to someone else, even indirectly, but it causes it, that's bad. And it says a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki loy kel chafetz reshat, because you're not a God that wants, that desires evil. Lo yugur chara, evil does not dwell with you, and therefore we see that someone that causes someone else a punishment, which is what we said is loytai, which is ra, will not be, yugur chara, will not live our Kaddish Baruch Hu, will not be in the mechitzasai of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, tzadik at Hashem, you are righteous Hashem, v'loyogor b'magur chara, and evil will not dwell with you. This is the source that if a person causes his chavar at Nainish, he is not gathered into the mechitzasai, into the private area of our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara goes back to an item that was mentioned in our Mishnah, which is where we started our Gemara, that's also related to this whole discussion about Nebuchadnezzar. My mashma the haichaloshim lishna de puruhu. How do we know when it says in our Mishnah regarding that the kahanim are allowed to cast lots? It uses the term of chaloshim. How do we know that chaloshim means to cast lots? And that the Gemara says, the chsiva says a pasuk in Yeshaya, eich nefalte mishamayim. This is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. How did you fall from the heavens? Halil ben Shachar, the shining one, the son of dawn, nigdat la'aretz, you were cut down to the ground. Choylish al goyim begoymer, the one who would cast lots on the nations. Now, Amar Rabbi Bar Avuna, when he comes to explain this pasuk, what does it mean that the Nebuchadnezzar would cast lots on the nations, but he has fallen to such a low place? Malamitra yematal pur al gudoyle malchus comes to teach you that he would cast lots about all the great kings of the world. Leza eidah ben yomish al mishkav zach, to know whose day it was to be sodomized by Nebuchadnezzar. V'chsevin, it says a pasuk over there, and again, all these pesukim are talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Kol malchei goyim, that all the kings of the nations, kulam begoymer, all of them, etc. And the pasuk there ends shachvu bechaved, that they lay down in honor ish bevesai, every man in his house. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan explains this pasuk shenachu mi mishkav zacha, that finally when Nebuchadnezzar died, they were able to rest from the mishkav zacha, from the sodomy of Nebuchadnezzar, that they were sodomized all the time that he was alive. And now the Gemara continues with other statements regarding Nebuchadnezzar, all quoted by Rabbi Yochanan. All the days of that evil one, in reference to Nebuchadnezzar, there was no laughter, there was no rejoicing in the mouth of any creature that lived, any person that lived on that world. Like it says a pasuk over there, that the earth was quiet, it rested, they opened up with joy. It's obvious to say that up until now there was no joy, no one was rejoiceful, everyone was under the tyranny of Nebuchadnezzar. Another statement from Rabbi Yechanan. He says, it's forbidden to stand in the house of that evil one, of the wicked one, Nebuchadnezzar. Shneim, like it says, a pasuk over there, that the demons, they will dance over there, which is to tell you, but not people, because if there are people that are going to go there, then the mazik and the demons are going to go away, and that's going to be the gzeir of the king of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the demons to be dancing then. If people go there, the demons are going to go away. That's why it's forbidden to go ahead and go to the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Now the Gemara continues with other inyanim regarding Nebuchadnezzar from Rabbi Yehuda Merav. From Rabbi Yehuda Merav, which we mentioned before, at the time when that evil one, Nebuchadnezzar, wanted to do this, in other words, sodomize Nebuchadnezzar to have Mishkav Zach with him, Nimshacha Arlase Sholish Meis Amma. So his foreskin was extended 300 Amas. And went around all the people that were gathered, all the kings that were there sitting there, his arlo went around and surrounded them all. Like it says in the pasuk, Savata Kolin Michavit, that you were sated with disgrace rather than honor. Shasegam atava aral, and the pasuk ends, that you also will drink, and the uncircumcised one. Aral, the word uncircumcised, begematria shalosh me'ezav, it has the numerical value of 300, that is the ayin is 70, the resh is 200, and the lamed is 30, that's the numerical value, that's to signify this idea, that it was 300 amas that it extended out, that was the disgrace that he suffered when he tried to sodomize Tzidkiyah HaMelech. Another statement of Amar Bihuda Amar Rav, at the time when that evil one, when finally Nebuchadnezzar was going down into Gehenim, Rashu kol yerde Gehenim. So all those that were there in hell in Gehenim, they were making a tumult. Amru shema lim shel aleim huba. They were so in awe of Nebuchadnezzar. They said, maybe he's coming down here in Gehenim to rule over us. Maybe they weren't sure. Maybe now he was going to be as weak as them. Shnema, like it says in the pasuk over there, which that pasuk is told by those who go down, who went down to Gehenim, as it says before that, Sha'ol mitachas ragzalach, that the Gehenim under you were shaking, likras bayacha, ready to accept your coming. So it's talking about those who are already in Gehenim, gam ato chaylesa kamaynu, that you're also going to finally be weak as us here in Gehenim, elein in mishalta, or maybe you came to rule over us. They were not sure, they were scared, they were afraid. Nebuchadnezzar is coming, the one that they always lived in awe their entire lives. However, Yatsa Baskov Amr, but a heavenly voice rang out and said, according to Pasuk in Yecheskel, Mimino Amta, from who you, Nebuchadnezzar, are you more beautiful than? That is, you think you're the most beautiful person in the world. Rida v'hashkava esareilim, go down and lay down with the uncircumcised ones. You're going to be just as punished and as low down and as weak as all the rest. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya over there also that Eich shavas noigis, how the oppressor has seized, shavsamateva, the gold one has seized. So the Gemara interprets from the same Amayr, Amar Behudim Arab, Shavsa Umazu, that this nation has finally seized, Sha'ama that said, and we continue on to the top of Kofnun Naman Alf, Medoid, measure the money and all the gold coins, Vahave and bring, that Madheva is a contraction of Medoid Vahave, that they would take everyone's money from the entire world. That was the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar. Vikadami, that those that give a different interpretation, Sha'ama, that this nation would say, Ma'id Ma'id Hevi Balay Mida, bring a lot without any measurement. That's Madheva, is Ma'id Hevi, bring a lot. They would take away everyone's money from the entire world. The Gemara quotes a different passage in Daniel that says, Urevu Yatira, that there was an additional greatness, Husvasli, that was given to me. This is what Nebuchadnezzar said after 7 years that he had to live like an animal and finally came to take back his kingdom, so he was greater than he was before. And what was this addition? So Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. So again, a statement from Rabbi Yehuda in the name this time of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. He says, Malamet shal rochav al ari zachar, that Nebuchadnezzar was riding on a male lion. V'kasher tanin bereshe, and he tied a serpent on the head of the lion like reins. L'kayim ha'shenema, to fulfill what it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, v'games chayas ha'sadeh, that even the wild ones of the fields, nasati lo la'avda, I gave to him, to Nebuchadnezzar, to be servants. And that's showing again the awe and the fear that Nebuchadnezzar, how great he was. And wickedness also, but in great, how great it was. It was riding a male lion and using a serpent as the reins to say this was the gevura, the unbelievable awe that Nebuchadnezzar had, that he had this greatness that was given to him more than he had before he was a king, before he had gone and to live 7 years as an animal.